This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode of Spilled Milk is brought to you by Thrive Market.
So are you trying to live a more healthy, natural lifestyle, but are finding organic and otherwise natural food hard to come by or ridiculously priced?
Well, then Thrive Market is the online shopping club for you.
Think of it as like Costco for healthy food, or like Netflix, only instead of sending DVDs to your door, they send like a bag of organic mixed nuts.
Yum. And the membership comes out to less than $5 a month. And you get the best brands and groceries for up to 50% off retail prices, shipped nationally. That's nationally to your door for free.
And when you become a member, Thrive Market will donate a free membership to a low-income family, teacher, or military family so we can all thrive together.
You never have to pay full price for healthy food again.
Go to thrivemarket.com/spilledmilk to start your free 2-month trial and get 15% off your first order.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about alternative milks. Just saying that makes me feel really, like, gooshy.
Yeah, I feel like my hair is starting to dread up as we speak.
Okay, so what we're talking about here, we're talking about non-dairy milks. Maybe that would be a better title than
alternative
milks. Yeah,
but I feel like alternative milks is just so evocative of nothing. I love it.
It is.
Yeah.
So what we're not talking about, like, non-cow dairy milks. Like, when I was a kid, my brothers were allergic to milk, and they drank goat milk. First, they tried soy milk and did not like it. Mm-hmm. And so we had goat milk in the house, which I thought was disgusting. I would probably be fine with goat milk now. I don't know.
I like goat cheese, but I don't think I want to drink goat milk. And that's how I feel about a lot of alternative milks. It's weird. You know, like, I don't want to, when I'm drinking cow's milk, I don't really love to think about, like, this, like, came from a cow's udder. Even though whatever, that's fine. But I really don't want to think about.
I'm glad that it's fine that it came from a cow's udder. Like, all the cows feel like they've got your seal of approval now.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. There's just something kind of gross about eating liquids made from stuff that's not liquid.
Interesting. But I mean, what about, like, orange juice? Isn't that oranges aren't liquid?
Yeah, but it's not milky looking. Yeah,
okay, that's true. Oh, it's specifically
milk. The look of milk is a particular thing that I think people have strong feelings about.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know
the
to
look
what extent
of milk. The look, the taste, the feel of milk,
the fabric of our mouths.
Of our mouths. Go on.
Because of this episode, went to the co-op.
I love it how you just keep referring to it as the co-op, whereas pretty much everybody says Madison Market.
But they changed their name back to Central Co-op. It used to be on 12th. And then it moved to Madison and turned into Madison Market. And they changed their name from Madison Market back to Central Co-op.
I didn't know that.
We're co-op members.
You are?
Yes.
Oh my God, Matthew, I didn't know this about you.
But every time, you know, I get to the register, they say, "Are you a member?" And I feel kind of embarrassed when I say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I went up to the counter at the co-op with like 7 boxes of alternative milks. This category has exploded. I had no idea.
I am so curious /
Terrified
to taste all of these things, because I feel like the last I checked, there was like plain soy milk, vanilla soy milk,
right,
chocolate soy milk, and then maybe almond milk.
Yeah, can we start with this latte that you brought before before it gets cold and congealed?
So on my way to Matthew's house, I stopped at Starbucks, and it was not a Starbucks with a drive-thru. So I had to go inside and order this drink publicly.
Oh, I see.
I ordered a coconut milk latte. And the best part is that then I got to observe all my fellow Starbucks patrons as we waited for our order.
Sure. Did you give them a fake name so they wouldn't know it was you?
I didn't give them. That didn't even occur to me. But you should have seen me like as I was ordering it, because I was like, I'll have a tall latte, kind of like cringe with coconut milk. Like I never said it before.
Yeah, they're not going to think that's weird. The thing about Starbucks is,
Well, I don't want to put coconut and coffee together.
Well, you didn't want to put pumpkin spice in coffee, and look how that turned out.
Oh, that's true.
I think the thing about Starbucks is, like, I try and remind myself of this often in life. Like, you're not going to be one of the 10 weirdest people that came in that morning.
And you're so right, because as I was standing there, there was a guy who got his chestnut praline latte.
Sure, which sounds pretty good.
And then, but the best part for me, and it wasn't that her drink was weird, it was just the whole picture. The woman right in front of me was like super punked out, like very Capitol Hill, Seattle.
Yeah.
Dyed black hair, nose ring, like mini skirt over like thick black tights, super grungy.
Keep going.
And she was wearing an Evil Dead 2 sweatshirt. And she ordered like the largest size of eggnog latte.
Oh my God.
It was just perfect. I loved everything about it.
I think everybody in the neighborhood is in love with this woman.
Yeah.
I am.
Her name was Shannon.
Oh, you caught her
Shout
name?
Shout out to Shannon. Yeah. Unless she gave him a fake name.
Yeah. Shannon, call us. Yeah. We're standing by.
We want to have you on the show. We want your sweatshirt.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have her on the show just to steal her shirt?
I think so.
Okay.
Don't tell her.
All right. I won't tell Shannon. Forget we said that.
Okay.
I like the color of this. It's sort of...
You know, the real bummer, though, is the dude, like, didn't even try to kind of froth it. He was just like, here, let me warm this up and, like, shove it in a mug for you, Molly.
That's what he said?
No.
Gosh.
He was very polite. And the whole time, I kept thinking, you have great health insurance, dude.
See, that's... Wait.
No, but that's the thing with Starbucks. It's like everybody in Seattle loves to like vilify Starbucks. But the thing is that it's a company that pays its employees well and gives them benefits.
Oh, that isn't the direction I thought this was going. I thought you were going to say something like, you know, you've got great health insurance. Like you can afford to burn yourself on the steaming wand.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That wasn't where I was going. This is kind of, you know, when I picture coconut milk, I picture like.
You picture udders.
I picture a coconut with udders.
Yes.
No. You know, I picture like it's really thick and super rich. So I kind of imagine this being like cream of mushroom soup, but like coconut latte flavored. You know what I mean?
It sort of looks like cream of mushroom soup.
The aftertaste is coconutty.
Yeah. It's not super different from like a, you know, 2% latte, I gotta say. I'm okay with it.
The coconut flavor is really turned down.
I mean, it's sweeter, I guess.
It is sweeter. Okay. Well, I don't feel so stupid now.
Oh, good.
I'm good. Yeah, I texted Matthew from the Starbucks line, and I was like, I just ordered a coconut milk latte, and I feel like a big loser. And he was like, yeah, and I went to the co-op and bought 7 alternative milks in public.
Yeah. Can I tell you something I heard this morning? I was listening to the podcast Improv for Humans, which is a great show that you should look up. And some of my favorite guests, Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham, were on, and they are a comedy writing team. And one of them referred to the other as her comedy wife.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I have a comedy wife.
Yeah, I have a comedy husband. Although comedy husband doesn't have the same
ring
to it.
It doesn't. You can call me your comedy wife,
too.
Yeah,
will you be my comedy wife?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so should we grab these and see how we can cheese plate them up?
Yeah, let's cheese plate them. I was like, let's turn the music on. I mean, let's turn the recorder on. So
let's go behind the music.
Let's start with soy. Matthew has procured organic, unsweetened, plain soy milk. And I note, Matthew, that you bought all of these in the shelf-stable, like, UHT format.
Well, that seems to be the most common. You know, I did go and look in the refrigerated section, but it seemed to be mostly, like, shelf-stable things that had been put in the refrigerator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I kind of thought, I don't know, we might get a whole bunch of listeners.
Well,
what, saying, like, you guys tasted the shitty stuff because it was shelf stable.
Well, the thing I was going to say, I don't think they have, like, you know, fresh squeezed oat milk. I don't know. Maybe I bet there's a place in Seattle that serves fresh squeezed oat milk.
Oh my God, let's be real.
However, what I was going to say is I did not make it down to Northwest Tofu where they make really good fresh soy milk. So we're not having that.
I dated a vegan for 3 years in my early 20s.
Wow.
And so that was the time of my life when I consumed the most soy milk. And I got really into chocolate soy milk for a while. Tastes like soy milk.
So,
boy, this reminds me of my early 20s.
Yeah.
It takes me back. It's not terrible. It's fine.
It's not terrible. Like, fresh soy milk is really good. This is not really good.
But it's not really bad either. Like, I would totally drink this. I mean,
I think I would like it warm. Maybe I'd like it like as a steamer.
It's making me sneeze.
And you're allergic to it. So we read this article. Did you read the article or?
I've had it open on my desktop for like 10 days.
That's great.
Yeah. Will you tell me about it?
Oh, are you the one?
It's written by my friend Marion Bull. Shout out to Marion Bull.
Yeah, Marion. Molly's means to read your article. She's got it on the pile next to her bed.
I've had it open for like 10 days.
Are browser tabs the new pile of things next to your bed?
Yeah, I like to keep both a virtual pile of things next to my bed and a real pile of things next to my bed.
I like to keep a pile of things next to my brain bed. Mm-hmm. My brain pan, is that a thing?
Your brain pan. Okay. Go on.
The article. So it was by Marion Bull of Food 52, right?
She's no longer with Food 52.
Sorry.
She's now a freelance writer, folks. Hire her.
Okay. Anyway, and it was on Eater. We'll link to it. It's the headline was The Death of Soy Milk, and it's about soy milk is not cool anymore. So I remember when coffee places started introducing soy milk. That's how old I am.
So revolutionary.
Yes, it was a literal revolution for your mouth. And now nobody wants soy milk anymore. They want oat milk or hemp milk or coconut milk.
They don't want soy milk anymore?
Well, I mean, I think there's some like nutrition faddism about it, but I think it was, you know, these new things are trendier.
Cool.
I don't think there's more to it than that.
Well, let's get with the trends then.
All right.
I'm pouring my soy milk into our spit bucket here.
All right.
Okay, so where do we go from here? Do we go to like almond milk? Do we go to Rice Dream?
Yeah, let's go to Rice Dream. Now, here's my memory lane admission.
Okay.
I used to be a singer in a number of bands, not at the same time, and I didn't like consuming milk at the time because I thought it made my voice like phlegmy. So I had my cereal with rice milk, and it was this, you know, original unsweetened Rice Dream.
And I have always kind of felt like, what is the point of rice milk other than...
Which I'm now pouring all over everything.
Matthew's like that old Whoopi Goldberg photograph. Matthew is totally submerged in
exactly.
milk.
Exactly. Was that an Annie Leibovitz?
It was. Yeah. Okay. So
can we get her to photograph us?
I think so.
She seems to be doing like a lot of people.
Like
can
that,
we pretend
that
to be celebrities?
Calendar.
Yes, that's what made me think of it.
Her photo of Patti Smith in that
is great.
So beautiful. It really does taste like rice, though.
Sort of, but I mean, it's got like that kind of skim milky kind of negative flavor.
So, let's talk about this. I've never understood why, aside from severe allergy situations, people would drink Rice Dream because it has basically no nutritional value unless it's enriched with stuff.
Which this one is. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D.
But I feel like it needs to have like protein too. Like it just seems like it's not going to stick with you. What's the point?
It's not a rib sticking kind of beverage. I think it's to moisten your Cheerios.
That's true.
Or your Barbara's Nutty
O's. Yes. Your Barbara's
What are Barbara's O's called?
No.
Does Barbara
Barbie-O's.
Are they called Barbara's Big O's? Is that what they're called?
I was trying to remember her thing that was like shredded spoonfuls or something. That was tasty.
I think that's what, and there's Barbara's Puffins.
I used to eat Barbara's shredded spoonfuls with soy milk.
Okay.
Back in the sleeping with a vegan days.
was that the podcast you hosted back then, Sleeping with a Vegan?
Yeah.
learned so much from that show. I just want to thank you.
You're welcome. It was good. It was good while it lasted.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Roost Books and their gorgeous new cookbook, Sourdough, recipes for rustic fermented bread, sweets, savories, and more.
So in this book, which is by Sarah Owens of BK17 Bakery, you're going to learn how to build a sourdough starter, how to keep it fed so it doesn't get angry, and then use it in not just sourdough breads. I mean, there are great sourdough bread recipes in this book, but there's also sourdough tarts and cakes and scones and flatbreads.
Cookies, pot pies.
Yes.
The cool thing about sourdough is that you can use it to bring amazing flavor to a whole range of things.
Yeah, it's it's sort of a magic ingredient. It's sort of self-sustaining. You have to feed it every so often. It's like having a pet that instead of making everything in your house smell weird, makes everything in your house smell great.
Wow, great analogy.
Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, whether you already have a starter in your fridge or you've never dipped your toe in sourdough starter,
which you should not do. That's not recommended in the book.
You're going to learn a ton from this book. It's got beautiful photos, inspiring recipes, and it makes a great gift.
Yeah, it's got almost 100 recipes for things like butternut squash and cherry bread, raspberry tequila lime tartlets, chocolate currant and cinnamon babka. And you can get it now at 40% off by going to roostbooks.com and using the code SPILLEDMILK at checkout.
Check it out. Sourdough from roostbooks.com. Should we do almond?
Let's do almond. Now, I'm excited for these nut ones because nuts, like, taste good. Not that rice doesn't taste good, but maybe not in liquid form.
Have you ever made nut milk with, like, a nut milk bag?
I have never milked a nut.
I understand that it's quite easy and delicious. Don't you get, like, don't you soak a bunch of nuts in water, blend it up, and then put it in the nut bag overnight?
What's funny about the phrase nut bag? I don't understand. Or were you just laughing at the fact that now I poured almond milk all over everything?
I was laughing at nut bag. I'm pretty sure it's nut milk bag.
I'm pretty sure the word you're looking for is nut sack. I think they.
What about a milk bag?
Right, you buy.
I used to have those on my chest.
That's true.
Two of them.
Thanks for clarifying. Yeah. Not three, mind you.
Yep.
Yes. No. You buy your organic burlap nut sack and you use it as a milk bag. Now here's a, I don't know.
Oh,
it's bad.
This was made from like rancid almonds or
What's
something.
What's going on here?
I think that this really has to be refrigerated. I think that there's something that's suffered.
I absolutely
here.
Agree. Yeah, I mean, and that's what I was trying to get at with the soy milk. Like once it goes into one of these, you know, foil boxes, it makes everything kind of taste
Nobody ever
the
comes
same.
In and nobody ever goes out.
What is?
You remember that from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes. Okay. I know this. It's not Hotel California.
the tinker outside Willy Wonka's yes. gates. Whatever happened to tinkers? Nobody talks about tinkers anymore.
Oh, I don't know. Like, did they they go the way of blacksmiths?
I'm well acquainted with blacksmiths.
Did we talk about this before? I feel like we did.
From my youth riding.
Oh, wait. Because they made, like...
Well, they shod.
Okay, I don't
shod,
even have a theory here. So, oh, they shod.
So farriers use... Farrier is the person who shoes your horse. A farrier.
I don't know why I'm laughing at that.
And I think a farrier, you know, like...
Yes.
Has to have some blacksmithing tools. I don't think... I mean, a blacksmith does more than just make horseshoes.
Oh, so much more.
So much more. But anyway...
They make all... they make, like,
well
plate mail.
I'm well acquainted with, like, hot horseshoes. Yeah. Anyway.
Like, wait... They cool them before they put them on the horse, right? Because that would be mean.
Yeah, they cool them. But the horse does, you know, it's kind of like fingernails.
Okay.
So it's if you cut their hooves too short, it really hurts. But if their hooves are, you know, not below the quick, they're pretty, you know, they don't feel
Wait,
a lot.
There's a quick? Like you can cut a horse to the quick? That expression actually means something?
Yeah. Like,
wow.
Well, because, you know, at a certain point, the hoof stops and then there are like nerve endings and skin and stuff.
This is making me feel gross to think about. Wait, let's back up to when you said you were acquainted with hot horseshoes. What? Like, did you?
Stilettos. Stiletto horseshoes. No, I mean, like, so the farrier would pull up and he would have his truck and in the back of it, he would have...
This is amazing.
Some stuff to be able to heat up horseshoes because he needs to make them, like, some horseshoes are really fancy for horses that are doing like a certain kind of performance, and they really,
really fancy, like, well, like stylish.
Know, well, stylish,
like Manolo horseshoes.
No, like some of them you put like sort of padding underneath,
sure,
and you know they have to be sort of custom fit to the
horseshoes
horse.
Is cheating.
I had a horse who had to have padded horseshoes because he had an old injury and he had nerve damage.
Okay, wait. So the farrier pulls up and you say they have something to heat the horseshoes. Is it like a fire, like a forge? Like, a forge is the word I'm looking for. And then did he have an anvil and he would like hammer them?
Yeah, I distinctly remember the hammering sound.
Okay, so if somebody pulls up in a truck with a forge and an anvil, like was he wearing
his
like...
His name was Corky.
His name was Corky.
Corky Fairhay.
Okay, the fact
like that
his name was Corky is going to sort of mitigate what I was about to say, which is that like if someone pulls up in a truck with a fire and like an anvil and stuff, I want to fuck them. But
Corky, no, you did not want to fuck Corky.
Okay,
he was really good at his job, though.
I bet. Okay. Anyway, so what do we have here? I don't remember what we're drinking.
Cashew milk.
Horseshoe milk.
It rhymes.
Well, it's better than the almond, which is saying nothing.
I think this would be better if we'd made it in a nut bag.
I think everything is better made in a nut bag.
Okay, let's go to hemp.
So I think
I have no sense of what this is going to be.
No,
like.
Me neither.
You know, I'm switching over to a new cup.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that everything has been tainted by the badness of that almond milk.
I don't even really know what, I mean, I know what hemp is, but like, I guess what I'm wondering is it going to taste like pot?
I hope so.
And listeners, we haven't forgotten that we promised to do a marijuana edibles episode. We just haven't done it yet.
Do we have to do edibles? Because I feel like for us as parents, edibles, like, they stay with you for so long. How am I going to drive home?
Oh,
and, like,
so instead of edibles, we should just get high and do the show.
Let's just get high and do the show.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's my...
I've got a couple at home.
Yeah, me too. My pledge... wait, a couple of what?
Pre-rolled joints.
Yeah, okay. My pledge to listeners for 420 next year, this year, 2016, Molly just tasted the hemp milk and now I'm afraid to. We're going to do a 420 episode. It'll be on some kind of junk food and we'll get high.
Great. I can't wait. Oh, man. Cool Ranch right. Doritos need to happen.
Definitely.
I think we should get all our like favorite industrially produced.
Yeah. This is one of the worst things I've...
Matthew, it's in your beard. You must wipe your face. Whew, that made me feel a little nauseous watching you spit it out and then seeing it like cling to your beard.
That is really definitely one of the worst things I've ever put in my mouth.
It's horrible. It's like, I imagine if you like went to some beach town in Southern California
okay.
and found a surfer guy who's wearing like a hemp necklace and he like spent a long day in the sun and then you sucked on the necklace.
No, you know what this
it's
is?
Kind of what it would taste like.
I can beat that. This tastes like if you steeped a white person's dreadlocks.
Oh, yes.
Right?
This is disgusting.
I'm going to burn this plastic cup, even though it's going to produce horrible plastic fumes.
I'm feeling so.
Yeah, Pacific All Natural Hemp, non-dairy, original, unsweetened beverage. You are a criminal.
It is terrible. Wow. However, I understand it's a real nutritional powerhouse.
Well, tasting like that, it would have to be, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think that these are going to, our last two are really going to make us happy.
I hope something makes us happy. Okay.
You know, I kind of really enjoyed that coconut milk latte.
Oh, sure. All right. Yeah, no problem with that at all.
Okay, Matthew.
That seems, after tasting the hemp milk, that seems like another life when that happened.
Okay, so this is a versatile treat. We keep it simple. Something, something, Matthew's. Ooh, the color of this, Matthew.
It's kind of.
You shouldn't drink this out of a clear glass.
Did we say what we're tasting here?
Oat milk.
It's oat milk.
This is sweetened, or original oat milk.
Okay, I genuinely like this.
Oh, this is tasty.
It
tastes like delicious oatmeal, only drinkable.
Yeah, it's like oatmeal that like got all mushy and you put a lot of sugar in.
They make this thing that I've had in Mexico called like avena or something like that. It's basically a...
Which is, I believe, Spanish for oat.
Yeah, it's basically like an oat smoothie, sort of. Only
that sounds great.
It's not quite. It's like kind of like horchata, but made with oats, basically. But it's a little on the thick side. Anyway, it's really good. Yeah, that oat milk is pretty good, but there's something still about the texture and appearance of all of these that is like making me feel a little.
I'm not going to save any of them.
You're not? You're not going to save the oat milk?
I'm going to save the oat milk.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Probably like make my daughter drink it.
Okay, this one, the coconut, is so beautifully white.
I'm afraid of. I might use the cup that had the hemp in it.
This is so like pure white. It's made with organic coconut. So like, when you open up a coconut, the actual stuff in it is like water, and then there's like a thicker kind of cream stuff. But like, where are they like homogenizing it to get this?
Here's what I think this is after having tasted it. I think it is heavily watered down coconut milk. Because like when you buy a can of coconut milk, that's like super thick and creamy, and yeah, you wouldn't drink that. This tastes like that, like watered down and homogenized.
Oh, it says water, coconut cream,
there
coconut
you go.
Water concentrate.
See, oh, so it's got coconut water in it.
Another thing that I like really object to about these things is at least when you buy them at the store, they've got all kinds of other stuff in them.
Oh, sure. Like whereas, gum. Oh, but this one says like, it's carrageenan free. So thanks for that.
Because like in order to make these things have a texture that we associate with milk, you often have to add a bunch of slimy stuff to it.
Yeah. So that they're not chunky. For example, I mean, yeah, they can be like watery on the one hand and like, you know, have detritus in them on the other. So mm-hmm. I feel like I've got a lot of detritus in me right now. Can we?
I feel like we could have gone so much farther with the alternative milks and milk bag and nut bag jokes.
I feel like we could have gone farther with like things.
Is
I mean,
there
all
any,
these
like we never did a breast milk episode. Boy, that ship sailed.
Yeah, too late. Sorry. do you want to have another kid? Do we want to accept donations from listeners?
I think I you know, can I confess that I never even tasted my own breast milk?
I'm pretty sure we've mentioned this on the show. I have tasted breast milk.
I didn't want to. Brandon tasted it.
Sure. It's very sweet and kind of watery.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
I bet a lot of our listeners have tasted it.
Yeah, I think so too. This episode was brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra may be the most comfortable bra you'll ever own.
You know, I actually wore mine yesterday.
Awesome.
Yeah, woohoo. It's made out of super soft memory foam that molds to my shape and truly gives me the perfect fit.
And they stand behind the product to the extent that they will send you one for free for 30 days. You can cut the tags off. You can do whatever you usually do with your bra. And if you don't like it at the end of 30 days, send it back and they'll charge you nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They also have this kind of cool app that you use to measure yourself.
Indeed.
It's pretty fun.
Start your free trial now at thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. So you can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com.
Wow, we really covered all the milks.
But that's the thing I was thinking, like what's going to be the next milk? Like, they're not going to stop here. I saw something with chia seeds in it.
Are there going to be other nut milks? Walnut milk.
I saw walnut. It only came in sweetened. I didn't see pistachio, but I imagine the color would
be. Brazil nut. Red pistachio nut. Do you remember that from Best in Show?
Yes.
The guy who has a bloodhound and he's like reeling off all the nuts.
Yes. I love that movie. But they're gonna move on to like broccoli milk, right?
No. It has to be something with fat in it. So soon it'll be like muscle milk.
I should have gotten muscle milk. Damn it.
If there's one thing that I don't think I can ever drink, it is muscle milk.
And I was about to say that should be a future episode where we get some weird stuff from the supplement store. and come back the following week with 3 milk bags. All right, everyone out there, bulk up. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. You can tell us what your milk of the future is.
Okay.
You can find us at horseshoemilk.com. You can leave us a review on iTunes. We're almost done, right?
You can send us in a picture of me, like a drawing of me wearing whatever you think hot horseshoes look like.
Oh, I can't wait to see this picture.
No, Matthew wearing hot horseshoes.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, should I say you can send in a picture of Molly with 3 breasts? I don't want people to draw that. No, you can send in a picture of me with hot horseshoes and 3 breasts.
Matthew, it is time for you to get shot.
I was... and until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, You Got Shod.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amsterberg.
wait a minute, why are you taking off your headphones? You leaving me here alone with all these alternative milks? Don't leave me alone with these things, Matthew.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.